623 Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us. Well, hundreds of women are set to gather for a rally at the state capitol tomorrow to address concerns about policies impacting education, the economy, reproductive justice, and much more. Shannon Garrett is a spokeswoman for the Michigan Women's Power Assembly, which is organizing this rally. Shannon, thanks for taking some time to talk to us this evening.
Thanks for having me on.
I mean, it sounds like you're covering every area of policy at tomorrow's rally. What is the underlying concern? Do you feel the state legislature is somehow pursuing policies that are anti-women?
Well, you know, the Michigan Women's Power Assembly ourselves, we don't take policy positions, but we have noticed growing concern among women of the state over various proposals that are coming forward from the legislature that impact women's lives. Like you said, everything from reproductive justice to cash assistance programs to the environment. And we really wanted to provide a space and a time for women to come together, whatever their personal concern is, but to make it available and accessible for them to come to the Capitol and learn a bit more about those issues and then lobby their legislators.
Is a major focus going to be the package of abortion bills that was passed by the State House?
Well, that is one of the focuses. Obviously, that's something that women across the state are very concerned about and interested in stopping or at least providing some alternative solutions. But we definitely will be covering other issues, including the environment, collective bargaining, pay equity, other issues that have been talked about or that should be being talked about in the legislature and are being ignored.
I mean, it sounds like kind of a democratic agenda that you are, you know, supporting here. Would that be fair to say?
Not necessarily. I think there's plenty of people on both sides of the aisle that are interested in progressive values and progressive issues. You know, it doesn't come down to party for most women. Most women are concerned about how does this legislation or this proposal impact me and my family and my community. And you know, it's one side or the other may be taking up the cause, but we're just trying to provide that space for women to talk about those issues.
I know one of the issues you're going to be talking about are the cuts that were made to cash assistance recipients. Although, aren't there likely an equal number of women in Michigan who are pro-life, perhaps fiscally conservative, and would say that these policies the legislature is pursuing are not particularly problematic?
Yeah, I don't know what the exact breakdown is among women across Michigan, but the women that I'm hearing from and the fellow organizers are hearing from are definitely concerned about cuts to programs that help families, you know, put food on the table, be able to clothe their children, stay in their homes. So it's not necessarily that we want to beef up all of the programs, but we definitely want to protect those programs that are in place to help people, help families stay strong.
Now, what about your own legislators? Have you made efforts to contact them, and have they been responsive?
Yeah, all of us on the planning committee are very active in keeping in touch with our legislators. You know, I personally live in a very conservative area on the west side of the state. My responses have been sort of standard responses that you get from legislators, you know, the form responses. But I will be trying to make my own appointments and speak with my legislators one-on-one.
But these rallies, they never seem to really get very much of a response. Certainly doesn't seem to change the trajectory of the legislation that state lawmakers are moving, does it?
Well, rallies themselves, you know, they draw attention to the issues, but the point of tomorrow is less about the rally itself and really is, you know, more of a rallying point to get all the women together at the Capitol, and then we're sending them off to do their own lobbying. So the focus of tomorrow is less on standing on the Capitol lawn with a sign and more of go inside the Capitol and talk directly to your representatives who sit there. And we'll also be sharing other ways that women can get involved with talking directly to their legislators by making appointments in the home offices or making phone calls or emailing their concerns to their legislators. So it's really more about, you know, taking action and actually sharing your concerns one-on-one with your representatives and less about, you know, just the rally in and of itself.
And as a member of the Michigan Women's Power Assembly, how do you view Governor Snyder? Do you view him as having essentially the same positions on the issues that the legislature has had?
Well, the assembly doesn't, you know, again, we don't take our own policy positions, but personally, I've seen the governor go both ways on some issues that are dear to my heart. You know, I definitely, the cuts to the assistance programs were something I was not supportive of, but, you know, by the same token, I was very impressed that the governor was able to put a stop to some of the voter registration bills that passed lately that seemed like that they would have been a waste of time and money.
I see. And the rally is set for tomorrow morning then?
Yeah, we're meeting on the Capitol lawn at 11 o'clock, and we'll have speakers going from about 11 o'clock till noon, and then we're encouraging women to, you know, go and meet with their legislators. There are several committee hearings going on different bills that impact several different issues, and we're encouraging women to go to those committee hearings to testify if they're able to, or at least to go and learn more about the information being shared.
Well, it'll certainly be interesting to see how the legislators respond.
Yes, it will be. We will definitely be tracking that and following up with our participants to see what kind of reactions they get.
Shannon Garrett, a spokeswoman for the Michigan Women's Power Assembly, holding a rally tomorrow outside the state capitol. Shannon, thanks so much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
When we come back, we're going to talk about this revolutionary new potential treatment for prostate cancer. It's something that afflicts quite a few men, and as men get older, it seems to afflict almost all of us at some point, depending on how old you can get yourself to be. But we'll talk about this fascinating new treatment. It involves nanotechnology, also green tea and gold, believe it or not. We'll get all the details next. I'll be joined by the head researcher on that project. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.